Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ all advanced. Stocks rose, treasuries declined as reports showing a gain in consumer sentiment and an increase in manufacturing offset a mediocre August employment report. S&P up 5 to 2476, a gain of 0.2%. NASDAQ at a record. Up 6 to 64.35, up by 0.1%. The Dow up 39, up 0.2%. The 10-year down 12 32nds, yield 2.16%. Gold up 7.90 the ounce to 13.26, up 0.6%. West Texas Intermediate crude oil up 0.2% to 47.33 a barrel. Gasoline down 1.9%. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
All right, Charlie Pellett, and thank you for your help with some of the movers in today's session. Really appreciate it. This is Bloomberg Markets, and this is Bloomberg Radio.
I want to know just what's in store for me.
Amazon's got to think about that because they now have some brick-and-mortar stores, specifically Whole Foods, and they were pretty aggressive this week in terms of cutting prices on things like avocados and kale at its recently acquired supermarket Whole Foods. And yet, Amazon may need to do more when it comes to pricing if it wants to beat the big gorilla, the other big gorilla, Walmart. Spencer Soper is technology and e-commerce reporter at Bloomberg News with us from our bureau in Seattle. Spencer, tell me, I mean, first of all, right, Amazon was pretty aggressive this week in getting everybody's attention when it came to what they did with pricing with Whole Foods.
Yeah, well, they picked a handful of items and cut the prices very sharply on those select few items, but most items in the store didn't really budge all that much.
Yeah, okay. So, in other words, yep, this was great for some news stories and some headlines, but they got to do a heck of a lot more?
Yeah, so we price checked. We went to Bellevue, because if you're going to do a grocery price check, it's important to do, like, the same city on the same day. And check prices at a Walmart and compare them to prices at the Whole Foods in Bellevue, just east of Seattle. And we had about 18 items in the cart, and on balance, Whole Foods was about 50% more, 50.50. So it's still quite a bit pricier than Walmart for the cost conscious shopper.
So. To me, I go into a Whole Foods. It's a really lovely experience, right? The quality, the assortment, the variety, it's pretty impressive. But it is expensive. And even though they've, you know, moved into, I think their everyday line, you know, they've really tried to be more, more competitive when it comes to some pricing. That's the experience. I mean, did Amazon know what they were buying?
Yeah, they knew what they were buying. Amazon's been trying to get into grocery for a decade. Let's not forget that. So they've been trying to penetrate grocery without physical stores for 10 years, and they don't have much to show for it. So they realize that they need a physical presence, and Whole Foods is a was there for the taking.
All right. So what can we anticipate? I mean, if this was about generating buzz this week and getting everybody to take a notice of what Amazon is doing, maybe what's to come, and also maybe putting its competitors on notice, what more does Amazon need to do in the future?
Yeah, I mean, you can expect a prolonged price war between Amazon and its biggest grocery competitor, Walmart, and also, you know, throw Kroger and Albertsons into the mix. It's going to wear on for a long time. And so that's the biggest thing. I think the challenge for Amazon, though, is going to be if it wants to broaden its appeal to the cost-conscious shopper, how does it balance that with the quality expectation of the Whole Foods shopper, like you just mentioned? You know, if Amazon wants to grow its grocery market share, it's going to have to give options to cost-conscious shoppers that Whole Foods simply doesn't have now. You know, Whole Foods forces you to buy organic chicken. It forces you to buy organic kale. You know, what if you want to save the money and not have organic? That's going to be the challenge for Amazon, is to figure out how to appeal to those cost-conscious shoppers who are, by and large, are bypassing Whole Foods now.
You know, it's funny. I never want to count them out, Amazon, because if you think of how they've disrupted the retail space overall, it's pretty remarkable, and it's hard not to be a little bit in awe, to be quite honest with you. Spencer, having said that, yeah, like you said, the Whole Foods customer is very different from the Walmart customer. This isn't criticism or anything. It's just that's the way it is. So what does that mean that Amazon needs to do? I mean, can it go after the Walmart and the Whole Foods customer at the same time?
With
grocery specifically.
Yeah, and Amazon is. I mean, they're in a pilot program to sell groceries to food stamp recipients. So they already are going after that low-income shopper. They want business. And just like Walmart is going after the Whole Foods shopper by introducing more organic options and that sort of thing. So they're definitely both going after the same customers. The challenge for Amazon is, you know, how does it maintain that Whole Foods brand reputation while still providing options to, cost-conscious shoppers? That's going to be the big challenge, and that's the key thing I'm watching for.
Yeah. Hey, listen, in your story too, you remind us that Amazon remains a small player controlling less than 2% of an $800 billion supermarket market dominated by the likes of Walmart, Kroger, and Albertsons companies. It is interesting too, you know, Amazon has just become such a behemoth in terms of the online space, but now, you know, the supermarket space, people like to go in and check out the fresh produce and walk the aisles. And I think for so long, Spencer, that people thought supermarkets were kind of immune to the online invasion, if you will. Is that changing, though?
Yeah, that's going to be what Amazon's going to try to do. Can they kind of bifurcate your grocery shopping? Can they get you to come in to buy the fresh things that you want to inspect first, the strawberries, the steaks, the avocados, buy those in person after you inspect them yourself, and then all that center of the store stuff, laundry detergent, paper towels, box cereal, get you to buy that online. That's going to be the best way for them to optimize, a limited amount of store space for the things people want to inspect, and then still get the efficiencies of e-commerce for the things that people don't care to inspect. The problem has been that as long as you were going in to inspect your steaks and strawberries and avocados, while you're there, you're grabbing the toilet paper and the box cereal and the mayonnaise, you know, the stuff they don't care about. So that's going to be where Amazon's going to try to, you know, encourage and entice behavior change among the shoppers.
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating to just watch this whole process and what's going on in the supermarket space. Hey, Spencer, thank you so much. Spencer Soper, technology and e-commerce reporter at Bloomberg News, joining us from our bureau, in Seattle. Check out all of his work. Just go to Bloomberg.com and for more stories on Amazon, because there's an interesting story, too, about Amazon putting bond traders on edge in a once quiet corner of the market. So you want to check that one out as well at Bloomberg.com. Amazon shares, by the way, closing just down about 0.25% in the Friday trade, $978.25 a share. You're listening to Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, We don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.